This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
All right, so we're diving deep today and into something that's really, I think, vital for a lot of small businesses out there, especially those with a, you know, brick and mortar location, a physical, you know.
Yeah, a place
where address you can go
people
pay.
People can walk in the door.
Yeah, and that is local SEO.
Exactly.
We've got a great piece here by Chris Bradley that kind of...
Yeah, it's a great jumping off point.
It's jumping off point.
For this whole topic.
Yeah. And for those of you listening in, whether you are a small business owner or just, you know, fascinated by how this stuff works.
Yeah.
Our mission today is to really break down local SEO and how it can be just an incredible tool to get people...
to your door.
To your door. Or your business.
Yeah, exactly.
Get those customers coming in.
Yeah. It's funny. We think of Google as this, you know, giant... source of information.
Yeah.
But think about your own habits for a second. You probably use it all the time for really practical local stuff.
Oh, yeah. Like all the time.
Best pizza near me.
Absolutely. 24-hour plumber.
Yep.
You know, that kind of thing.
Especially when you're in a new area.
Yeah, exactly. And right. For small businesses out there, that kind of everyday, you know, search behavior is just like money on the table.
Absolutely. I think that's such a good point because it's this shift, right?
Yeah.
From... you know, just looking for information on Google to actually, I need a solution.
Yeah.
Right now.
Like, right.
Where can I?
And it's tied to where I am.
Exactly. It has to be close by.
Yeah.
And that's where local SEO makes all the difference.
Okay. So let's get down to brass tacks here.
Yeah.
What is local SEO?
Okay. So in the simplest terms, local SEO is all about making sure your business is visible online.
Yeah.
To people in your area.
Yeah.
Who are looking for what you offer.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say someone is searching for...
Bakery downtown.
Bakery downtown.
Yeah.
Or a hair salon in their zip code.
Yeah.
You want to be one of the top results that pop up.
Yeah.
It's really all about driving those online searches to your physical location, like Chris Bradley emphasizes in his article.
Yeah. And I think it's important to kind of highlight the numbers here.
Yeah.
Because the article mentions some pretty eye-opening survey data.
Oh, the statistics are amazing.
About how effective this can be.
They really highlight why local SEO is essential for businesses today.
Mm-hmm.
So this survey found that 76% of people who do a local Google search actually end up visiting a business.
Wow.
Soon after.
That's huge.
It is huge. But here's the even more impressive part.
Yeah.
For business owners especially.
Yeah.
28% of those searches
actually
lead to a purchase.
So almost one in three.
Almost one in three people who find you through a local search end up buying something.
Wow, that's a really high conversion rate.
It is.
Yeah.
Much higher than you'd see from just general online advertising.
So it's not just about getting clicks. It's about getting customers who are ready to spend.
Exactly. And when you think about it, local SEO lets you target those people who are ready to buy.
Right at that moment.
Right then and there.
Yeah.
It's incredibly efficient.
Okay, so we get the what and the potential payoff.
Mm-hmm.
But let's dig a bit deeper into the why.
Yeah.
Why is local SEO so crucial for small businesses in today's world?
Well, there are a few key reasons why it's become so important.
Okay.
First off, a huge chunk of Google searches are local.
Yeah, like we were talking about.
Exactly.
Yeah.
People aren't just looking for information.
Yeah.
They're looking for solutions.
Nearby.
Right in their neighborhood.
Yeah.
So if you're not showing up in those local searches, you're missing out on a ton of potential customers.
It's like you need a specific tool.
Yeah.
And it's sitting right there in your shed, but you're searching for it in a giant warehouse miles away.
Exactly. And that brings us to the second point.
Okay.
Local SEO helps people find exactly what they need in their immediate vicinity.
Yeah.
It cuts through all the noise online and connects them with the businesses that are most relevant to their needs at that exact moment.
And of course, it helps your business rank higher.
Of course, that's the big one.
Yeah.
When someone searches for something related to your business,
you
want to be at the top of those results.
Yeah. The higher you are, the more visible you are.
Exactly.
Okay. So we've covered the why. Now let's talk about how.
Yes. Let's get practical.
Chris gives us some great DIY tips in his article.
He does.
For businesses to boost their local SEO.
Yeah.
So what are some of the first steps a small business owner can take right now?
Well, the article highlights a few key things
that
can make a big difference even with small effort.
Okay.
And the first one might seem super basic, but it's crucial.
Okay.
Make sure you're in a and address and phone number.
Okay.
It's consistent.
Very consistent
across everywhere.
Okay.
Everywhere online.
So we're talking website,
yes.
Social media.
Absolutely.
Even YouTube.
Yep. Even YouTube and any other platforms you use.
Okay.
And especially your Google listings.
Yeah. So think about it from Google's perspective.
They want to provide the most reliable and trustworthy results to their users.
Exactly.
And if your information is all over the place,
right,
it creates doubt.
Yeah. Are they still in business?
Is this the right address?
Is this the right phone number?
Yeah.
So by making sure your NAP is consistent,
yeah,
you're telling Google, hey,
I'm legitimate.
I'm a real business.
Yeah.
You can trust me.
And Chris really emphasizes that Google loves this.
Oh, they love consistency.
Yeah.
It makes their job easier.
Okay, so that's like step one, building that foundation of trust.
Exactly.
What's another no-brainer action item?
Make your phone number clickable.
Ah, on your website.
Yes, especially on the mobile version of your website.
Yes.
Because Chris points out that something like 70% of users call a business directly from search results.
So someone finds you on their phone,
mm-hmm,
and boom, they can call you with one tap.
One tap.
But if your number isn't clickable,
yeah,
you're adding an extra step.
You're making them work for it. Yeah. And in today's world,
yeah,
convenience is everything.
Oh, absolutely.
They might just go to your competitor.
Of course. Who wants to go through the hassle of typing in a number?
Exactly.
When they can just tap and call.
And in that same vein of making things easy, yeah, Chris also recommends displaying your business hours.
Yes.
And clear directions on,
yeah,
their website.
It seems obvious.
Yeah.
But you'd be surprised how many businesses don't do this.
It can be really frustrating.
Oh, yeah.
As a customer.
If you can't find basic information like that.
Yeah. You're like, are they even open?
Exactly. And then you just move on to the next business.
Yeah. Okay. So speaking of making things easy,
mm-hmm,
the article talks a lot about free business listings.
Yes.
Especially the ones Google offers.
Google My Business.
Can you tell us more about how to use those?
Yeah. So Google offers these free platforms.
Yeah.
Like Google Business Profile,
mm-hmm,
which used to be called Google My Business.
Right.
And it's where you can list all your business details.
Yeah.
Your NAP.
Okay.
Your hours, photos of your business, what you offer.
Mm-hmm.
It's really comprehensive, and it's so important to claim and optimize this listing.
Yeah. Why is that?
Because it massively increases your chances of appearing in local search results.
Okay.
And on Google Maps.
So it's like free advertising.
It is.
Yeah.
Chris says it can even put you above established competitors.
Wow. So it's like having a giant billboard.
Yeah.
But it's free.
Exactly. And it's right there on the busiest digital street corner.
And it's not a one-time thing either, right?
No, you have to keep it updated.
Okay.
Add fresh content.
Yeah.
Like photos,
right,
or new offers.
Okay.
And engage with it.
Okay. So let's talk about another key element here.
Mm-hmm.
Customer reviews.
Ah, yes. The reviews.
Be honest, how often do you check reviews before you try a new place?
Oh, all the time.
Yeah, me too.
Especially for restaurants.
Yeah, or any local service.
Yeah, even just a quick glance at the star rating.
Yeah, exactly. And Chris points out that most potential customers do the same.
Yeah, reviews are social proof. They build trust and credibility.
Yeah.
When people see that others have had good experiences with your business,
yeah,
they're more likely to choose you,
yeah,
over someone with fewer or worse reviews.
So the big question is,
how do you get those reviews?
Yeah.
How do you encourage people to leave them?
It can be kind of awkward to ask.
It can be.
Yeah.
But Chris has a simple suggestion.
Okay.
Just ask.
Just
ask. Ask your happy customers to share their feedback.
Okay.
A lot of times they're happy to do it.
Yeah.
They just need a little nudge.
Yeah, and make it easy for them.
Yes. Provide links.
Okay.
To your Google Business Profile or other review platforms.
And what about negative reviews?
Ah, the dreaded negative reviews.
They can be tough to deal with.
They can.
Yeah.
But Chris makes a really interesting point.
Okay.
He says that even negative reviews are an opportunity.
Okay.
Because responding to them publicly shows that you care.
Mm-hmm.
You value customer feedback.
Yeah.
And you're willing to address concerns.
Yeah.
It's a chance to resolve the issue with that specific customer.
Yeah.
And to show everyone else that you provide good customer service.
It kind of turns a negative into a positive.
It can.
Yeah.
Because it shows you're engaged and you're willing to make things right.
Okay, so Chris also mentions paid local SEO strategies.
Yeah.
Can you talk a bit about when a business might want to invest in those?
Sure. So we've talked about a lot of free things you can do.
Yeah.
Like optimizing your Google Business Profile and getting reviews.
Mm-hmm.
But for businesses that are in really competitive markets,
yeah,
or want faster results,
yeah,
paid services can be a good option.
Okay.
These services can include things like in-depth keyword research,
yeah,
help with getting listed on more directories, advanced analytics,
yeah,
and even targeted local ad campaigns.
So the free methods are a great starting point.
Absolutely.
But if you want to take it to the next level,
yeah,
paid help is out there.
It is.
Okay, so this has been a really great conversation.
It has.
But I want to bring it back to you listening.
Yes.
Think about your own experiences. Mm-hmm. The last time you were looking for a local business,
yeah,
a restaurant, a store, sure, whatever,
mm-hmm,
did the businesses that provided clear information,
yeah,
contact details,
it's easy to find,
positive reviews,
absolutely,
did those stand out to you?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, me too.
Those are the ones you're more likely to choose.
And if you are a small business owner,
mm-hmm,
remember those actionable steps we talked about?
Yeah.
Make sure your NAP is consistent.
Yes.
Make that phone number clickable.
It's super important.
And optimize your Google business profile.
It's free.
It is.
And it can make a huge difference.
And don't forget about those reviews.
Yes. Encourage your happy customers to leave reviews.
Yeah, it can really make a difference.
It can.
So to wrap up this deep dive into Chris Bradley's insights,
mm-hmm,
the key takeaway is that local SEO is a powerful tool for any small business with a physical location.
That's right.
By optimizing your online presence.
Yeah.
Especially on Google.
Especially on Google.
You can connect with those nearby customers,
mm,
who are actively searching for what you offer.
And who are ready to buy.
Exactly.
So remember, consistency in your business information.
Yeah.
Make it easy for customers to contact you.
Yeah.
And build a strong online reputation.
Through those reviews.
Exactly.
So here's a final thought for you.
Mm-hmm.
Think about the local businesses you frequent.
Yeah.
What makes their online presence stand out to you?
Or not stand out.
Or not stand out.
Yeah. What makes you overlook certain businesses?
Understanding that from a customer's perspective, mm-hmm, can be really insightful.
Absolutely.
As you refine your own local SEO strategy.
Yeah. Great point.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
It's been a pleasure.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.